who were trying to harm you, who had proven to be more than people, but class enemies, evil personified. And when all of you learn that here, a lot of our problems will cease. When you put principle above it, your own personal image, and you will try out principle that you shouldn't even have to be experimenting with these days after seeing all the healings and all the miracles and all the protections and all the impediments that have been moved. It oughtn't to take any experimentation on your part, but if it does, you better be trying it, because you're hurting yourself when you don't. The sphere of thought and direction, though I have all the tests before me, recall them. The tests will be given on Saturday or Friday. Recall them. Because it's important that
quiet,
we not forget
quiet.
What we are achieving.
Quiet. Excuse me,
what
Dad.
We are meant to achieve. Go ahead, son.
Excuse me, Dad. You guys, just because he says no test, I mean, don't do that when he's talking, all right? And it really shows where we all are. Because we should want the test.
Well, we should want the knowledge. That's what we should want. And the test brings the knowledge, and indeed he's right. But the first one cursed. Now, if you'll pass those papers back, please, if someone will collect them, because paper is of short supply.
Quiet,
put their names on them. If they put their names on them, then they can give them back their name and call their name and the person to put their hand up. Because the test will definitely have to be, because we have to prove to ourselves, we're not trying to hurt anybody, we have to prove that we know how to conduct ourselves on that important day. How do we report to work? We say, come to work. I'm called Jim. We don't say thank you anyone, just thank you. Everybody knows who we're thanking without saying thank Dad or thank Jim. Just say Jim instead of pastor, reverend, or comrade. No complaints about the weather, no complaints about being hungry, aches or pains. Don't complain about people, about houses, nothing about public services, or being on the floor. Don't say anything about discipline where we deny privileges. Do not talk anything but about recreation, positive reinforcement, rewards for good behavior. The other is very acceptable, but you never know who you're dealing with, so they won't put the good in the right perspective. Everything we do here is right and just. I'm not ashamed of any of it. But what I'm saying is you have to know to be wise when you're dealing with people, because they can be as dangerous as a serpent. Not many harmless as doves, but there are plenty that are dangerous as serpents. We have found that rewards for good behavior is much more effective. So we never spank, we don't allow any hitting, and we won't. We don't allow any kind of physical violence. We call this our community, not family. We talk about people who act out, the few that do, we deny them such privileges as our TVs or our good movies, not foods, because we don't. We talk about cottages, apartments, and residences. You understand this? Better be listening, because I'm giving you an idea of where we're going. We call this Jonestown, not Freedom Land or any other land that means a great deal to us. The tower is a pagoda, or a play area where they make all those artistry work, and they're going to make slides from them. We hope that they've gotten started with that. It'd be good if it were done when the important guests arrive. The front entrance is the way we refer to people when we're at the beginning of our property. It's not a gate, it's front entrance. We talk to each other by first names, or if they're an engineer or doctor, we mention that after the fact. If you want to point out something for points, you know, then you don't go up and say, I'm a registered nurse. You can bring it into conversation in a humble way. We don't criticize USA. We refer to, in general, to the things we've been saved from in any urban center, any big city, ghetto, wherever you'd find it, in the industrial centers of the world, or any big city in the world. We've been saved from crime, our children from gangs and violence and drugs. We have none of those things here. We don't have to lock our doors, don't have any muggings, don't have any rapes, thank goodness. What are our common complaints? You, I don't know of any, or I haven't heard any. No one said anything of complaints to me. Your own words should be used. What do you think can be improved? Well, we want a floor in our pavilion, but we've been slowed down with the special blade that we're waiting on for our sawmill. But don't dwell on problems. Something like that. We're going to put... We'll be anxious when we finish our schools. We got it started out there, the frame structure, and it'll be soon be going up. Something of that nature. Just you pick out one thing. You have security guards here? No. Obviously not. No fences. No armed guards. Don't have weapons. We don't believe in violence. We don't believe in killing. Could you leave if you wanted to? Because there's plenty of paths out. Free trains. Catch boats at the ports. Airplanes from either place. Discuss the school. The teacher ratio is very, very good. There's so few students, only 9 to 10 per teacher, compared to 40 in the United States, often in the classroom per teacher. The cooperation and then the coordination, special programs that Principal Grubbs has talked about, developing skills, perceptual and motor skills. What are you doing for Guyana? Well, we're helping them by making soap and bricks, agriculture, toys, by the way. The Prime Minister spoke today of something from aluminum and, of course, the fat from pork, making a very good soap, and it could be made on a vast commercial scale. You should try to look into what he was speaking of if you don't already know. Toys, furniture, make beautiful furniture, and play equipment, by use of local products. Courtship patterns. We encourage people not to move from person to person because in a cooperative, causes a lot of strife. We don't have any such problem. But people can date who they wish and marry who they wish and get divorced if they care to. That's a matter of the divorce courts of Guyana. And it takes 3 months in a divorce court in Guyana to get divorced. You understand? Many people were talented in art and music and can develop their talents here, whereas they couldn't back there. They also give them an opportunity to learn something so they feel fulfilled on two areas. Not only do they learn the wonderful academic program under our principals, but they have as well a skill, technical in the machine shop, or how to build motors, or how to work with agricultural equipment, or how to get knowledge of the various medical phases. And they're working in each of these departments, the engineer, or poultry, livestock, and so forth. They learn how to do things as well as book knowledge. You can put it in your own words. We don't force potty training and walking. We don't believe that that should be. It should be natural, and you must remember that. That's true. It's very dangerous to force people. Be loving and reward them for potty training. If someone dies, we call the officials, and then, of course, what do? You bury them wherever they've asked to be buried, wherever their will has suggested. Their loved ones wish the body, it can be sent back to the United States for burial. We abide by the will of the person who passed, who usually make out wills. That's the custom of most people who die, or most people who live, rather. Do you vote in Guyanese elections? No. We are U.S. citizens. We don't get involved in politics. You understand? Bedwetters, we don't have any that you know of. Are you communist? We are not in politics. You don't have to be in any particular political belief to be in this community, except believe in sharing or communal. We admire the Jewish kibbutz, some of you can say, you can speak of it. We like this form of nonviolent communalism or socialism, but we are not allies of any idea, one state. We don't believe Soviet Union is perfect, we're not pro-Soviet, we're not pro-Chinese. We believe in Guyana's policies of non-alignment. Peace is needed in the world between all peoples. We have Guyanese holidays off, weekends, and other special days. When we have all done especially good work production, we award the community by hours off. You understand? How'd you come over? You decided by whatever. You looked at pictures, you talked to people who'd been here, you'd heard of it, and you came because you wanted to, then decided to stay. You have your own money? Sure, I have my own money. Church promised that you could return, yes, but they didn't promise they'd pay for it. You understand? Don't talk about nuclear war concentration camps. They asked you to believe that they're possible. So I presume anything's possible after Hitler's Germany. at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If you have to just get right up to the wall, you don't want to look like a dummy. Obviously, everybody in the United States is talking about nuclear war, but you didn't come over here because of nuclear war. I didn't. I don't know. I think most of you by now have got a higher reason than that. Seniors don't have to work. You're retired. You'd like to do things around your garden, around the house, things like that. Community supplies, you don't need to have to buy anything. No expenses. I give what I feel like giving. Do you have a passport? Yes, I have all my own papers. Where do you keep your money? And then you can say, where do you keep yours? You know, please, that's a personal matter. You tell all about the clinic, the health needs met, how they come visit you in the morning. I didn't like on the radio they said 6 o'clock in the morning waking up people. That should have been ill-advised. That it's good. It's good. It's wonderful, but it can be taken out of context. It was put on the radio that way. They need to be warned about the radio. They shouldn't say that. When you get up in the morning, there's a medical person there to check your blood pressure, your temperature, and your respirations and other things about you if you're a senior. That's the way it is. We give out, we have a day, we have a nursery, a medical free clinic open around the clock, not only to our community, but to all the people around us. We don't have church services as such because some people have religion, some don't. We have a town forum meeting every week where we, democratically, we all decide all matters together. Every matter of policy and planning is decided here. Yes, we have committees, we have various divisions. Departments, don't say divisions, they'll misuse that and say it's an army. We have departments for this and that, but everything finally has to come back to the people for clearance. Do you understand that? Where does Jim Jones live? I don't know. He lives out in the residential sector someplace. That's what I'd say. I wouldn't point out and say. We've been advised by the government never to point out where our leader lives because there have been threats from abroad of assassination and mercenaries. They ask how I live simply. My cottage is simple, just like all the rest of the people. They live just exactly like the rest of the people. We have the same things. But don't tell anybody exactly where the house is. You can point over in an area, because by the time you point there, I'll be someplace else anyway. Now, do you get your clothes? I have a central supply, everything, from toothpaste, cosmetics, incidental needs, everything we need. Clothes, we go where we want, we can travel when we want, we send people to medical care to other nations, from the United States to Venezuela to Trinidad to Suriname. You understand? We sent 2 people to Venezuela, we sent Brother Cleve Swinney, when it looked like over a year ago that the doctor said he couldn't live. We sent him to Trinidad. He said, there's nothing we can do. He's going to die. And I said, no. He's still alive, getting around here every day, doing the work of a young man. It's been over a year. They give him about 3 weeks. You can ask his wife and ask him. He looked like a sheep when they carried him out of here. You believe in healing? Yes, but we don't believe in ignoring medical science. We believe in trying. If it's a healing, if we think we want healing or we're trying to get healing, we first use medical science and then we check it with medical science to see if it is a healing. You understand what I'm saying? What religion? Get into cancer, they ask you to heal cancer. I don't personally want to get into things that haven't happened to me. I know cancer's been healed. We have people with x-rays and tests before, when they had cancer, then after, love and meditations or goodwill was sent to them, it's gone. They've got records. If you want to look at them, they've got records. We do have Marceline, but I wouldn't point her out particularly, as I think about it. Just say we have them. You want them? Ask for them. You got them. They want to see it. It's a matter of record. What religion? We have many religions. We want to get away from racism. We don't think it's the practice of the government. We like to be in an atmosphere. We don't have to lock doors. Feel safe at night. Talk about the good fresh air and the wonderful foods and fruits we have every day and the beautiful vegetables. We don't have to have chemical preservatives. And not only do we have pork, ham, and chicken, and beef, but we get special foods like the Akuri and other wild animals. lava and so forth. We have wild bush pig we've had on occasion. You had some wild bush cow on three occasions. You had wild bush cow. I don't know if you knew it or not. It's very tasty. You would have known it from beef. In fact, it tastes better. They get about 400 pounds there down the river a little way. Well, we have gotten them. No fights here. Children have stopped it. It's just been come. We don't have what kind of movies we have. We have entertaining movies and good documentaries. We don't have ghost shows and terror shows about Dracula and things like that because our children are not afraid anymore. They don't have bad dreams. That's why the other night somebody wanted to see something in our library, blood and the blood of Dracula. And I said, no, no, no. That crap is not being here. Because some of us had fears up till we were 12 and 13 years of age, afraid to go upstairs, afraid to look, well, afraid to even look under a bed, afraid to get into bed, afraid of the night, afraid of all that. Our children have become fearless. They're not afraid anymore. And that kind of crap is not being piped in here. And it was adults that wanted it. I said, no, sir, you have the only way you can do that. If you want to live on that kind of foolishness, you have to do it between 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when all of my children are asleep. Because I don't want our children to see that foolishness. Right? You remember how many fears you had from ghost stories and goblins and all that crap? It took a long time for some of you to get out of them. Almost scared the crap out of you, too. You know. I don't want our children to go through that. And I think that would impress some people. We don't have violent movies that glorify crime. We don't have those kind of movies. That's why our children don't glorify violence. You see what I mean? We reward goodness. We reward kindness. We got a couple here now and then that act out, but we had no violence. We'll deal with a couple of them tonight. So, we reward goodness. We encourage people to do the loving thing. Where the gang makes fun of somebody if they achieve in school, we praise them publicly and reward them with special gifts on trips. We reward children for taking care of the animals and the plants, like we did the other night, a couple of children that would have had further work to do, public service. We rewarded them when they saved all the fish in the aquarium. That teaches children to be thoughtful of others and thoughtful of living things. But in the States, if a child makes an A in the classroom, I've had it told to me painfully over and over again, their peers, their fellow students would make so much fun of them that they were afraid to get an A again. Some of them purposely failed the next time because they didn't want anyone to make fun of them. That's terrible. We don't realize that what our children were going through. It was different when we were young. It wasn't that bad. Our children really had hell back there. Ask some of them what they were going through in the schools. Girls would have to get young men in our church to protect them. It was that bad. Boys would have to get a whole group of our boys to protect them against physical violence, castration, or knifing. Our young people, you've forgotten some of that. They had to get, and sometimes it took us, our younger men who've been out of school, to go in to the school to stop them from attacking our people with knives. They do it to each other all the time. We have vaudeville acts, we have all kinds of recreations, song and dance. They are regular plays with people involved, musicals, as well as the movies and TV. We just don't depend upon the movie and the TV. Don't be intimidated by anything anyone says. Look them in the eyes and smile. Be friendly and kind, but be sure. Where do you get your news? Voice of America, local newspapers, various magazines that are sent in from the States, the Guyana Chronicle, BBC, you understand? You hear Voice of Netherlands, Voice of Canada, you understand what I'm saying? Which is best? Say, which is best, socialism or capitalism? Say, I am not a politician. I'm not in economics. I cannot talk about nations being better or best. They all have to live in peace together. You understand what I'm saying? They start to get you in that. Say, I don't think we should talk in a world with nuclear bombs of which is better and best. We better learn to get along with each other. You understand? You can answer them that way. You don't have to say what's better or best about socialism or communism. Obviously, we like a communal lifestyle here. But we know that there are socialist nations who have practiced tyranny. There are capitalist nations who practice tyranny. We don't approve of dictatorship anywhere. We don't approve of the denial of liberty anywhere. We don't approve of the loss of individual freedom anywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? They ask you, what countries do you mean? So I'm not here to discuss nations. I'm in an online country. Ask Guyana their feeling about other countries. I'm not here to speak for the United States or Guyana. I'm here just to speak for myself about my community. And I've seen good and bad in all people, and I've seen good and bad in every nation. Right? Okay. All political systems. That's the best way to do it. Don't fan. Be friendly. Don't go around that day, because you can say the state of mind for these people who are used to creature comfort. Don't go around fanning that day. Just don't do it at all. Use your fly swatters. While you hit the fly swat, maybe that can be the air that you cook up. That might encourage some of you to use your fly swatters. Smile and speak. You don't smoke or drink, not because you believe it's a religious thing. Even the U.S. Department of Health says cigarettes and alcohol cause heart disease and cancer. We just don't believe it's a health factor, and we can't afford to give cigarettes and alcohol to people. Some people come in, takes them a little while to get off of it. We're patient with that, but we can't furnish them those kind of things. If they're having difficulty breaking it slowly, we have helped them. Do you understand? Don't use any kind of alcohol at all. See, I think the medical staff does on occasion for certain kinds of heart, but very little amount. Certain kinds of heart problems or blood pressure. Do you understand what I'm saying? Healing, yes, but we believe in medicine. We do not believe that healing should be separate from medical science. They should work hand in glove together. And we put more emphasis on medical care than any community I know. Don't say group, don't say church, don't say family. You hear what I'm saying? Community. Do they meet people here? Well, of course, look shocked. Anything they ask that's crazy like that, look shocked. You understand? Anything that's nasty, they're trying to just look puzzled, shocked. Say, well, what have you been doing? Reading some kind of wild nightmare stories or something? Been reading science fiction? Who is Jim to you? Well, he's the best friend I've had. Do you believe he's God? And I'd say, ha, 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 ha. I'd laugh on that one. You don't mean that. Do you really mean that I believe he's God? No. What are you talking about? We don't even believe in him. Some of you can say, I don't even believe there is a God. That'd be good for one of these little things. I don't even believe there is a God. How can I believe he's God? Because I'm a liberator. I'm a savior. But you don't tell that. You don't cast pearls before swine, do you? No, we don't believe in any gods, sky gods, or anything else. Don't even use that term. That's an old term. It's been kept as an opiate to keep us in oppression. But most of you say, I guess, most everybody here believes in God. But there might be one colorful little lady here now and then to say, I don't even know whether there is a God or not. Nobody asks me those kind of questions here. So you don't have to believe in God to be in this community. You have to be law-abiding and kind to your neighbor. Do you eat meat? Well, of course. Chicken, pork, fish, game catches every day. We have meat every day, protein every day. Watch them. Watch their questions. Don't answer quick. Listen to what they're trying to say. They're coming as friends, but you never know, there may be a plant amongst anybody. Get me? Do people have their own medication? Yes. But most turn it in because we're concerned about the children. So the nurses give it to us. They come to us when we're supposed to get it, the very hour, and give it to us every day. You understand what I'm saying? Because we don't want drugs around for children to get them and get poisoned. Or someone could take things and become addicted to drugs. Tower's a play area, wind generator. Also, in the hot, when it's drought, we use it on occasion to watch for forest fires. Do you live with your families? Of course, certainly. Doesn't everyone? Does anyone tell you who to marry? Absolutely not. Can people join? Why, of course, anyone can join. Several Guyanese have. We have people here who were never part of People's Temple in the USA. The Mitchells, Chris O'Neill. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any weapons? Look shocked. Say, well, no, we've always been for peace, and we always will be. All those kind of things look shocked. You have to look into the backgrounds of the people who are saying these things about us, these lies. Some of them are thieves, and some of them are advocating violence, and that's why they left the church, because we wouldn't go along with it. And one of the last persons, I wouldn't name names, that have been in the newspaper, was a thief that stole off of several of our people. You understand what I'm saying? But don't name names. Do people strip and go naked? No, we don't have a nudist colony. You know, you mean you say, no, we don't have a nudist colony. We're pretty democratic here. We haven't quite voted that in yet. Say the sun would be too hot on the skin. It's beautiful with clothes, but I don't know. I don't think that'd be a good way. You think that'd be a good way to live? Say, why? Do you think people should go naked? No, you ought to talk with a little cute flair to it down there, and some of you. Say, nobody, I've never seen nobody naked. No. People don't have to go naked here, and certainly nobody's ever made to go naked. We take field trips on Sundays on our days off. We go out to a lovely little falls we have on one way, another little river where kids can swing out over the river. You know what I mean? It's a lovely place. You ought to go back there. We call it the Cathedral. Don't call it Camp One. I don't know why they ever called it that, because everybody uses such words. They'll use it against you. People strip here, go naked, look shocked. And ridiculous. I always look shocked when they say anything like that. You, as you said, live with your own families. Yes, so that's that. The rest of the news, you've got to pass that, and then you've got to know Parallax View. Do you understand? Parallax View, the tape is there. I gave it last night. Any of you watched it this afternoon? Anybody watch it this afternoon? That's what you should. Did they play the tape at the same time? Why did you not play the tape at the same time that it was on? What are you going to tell me? Just tell me. Tell me now. Blood pressure's always high anyway.
Why did you let him know that? And why did you stop him and let him know that? Or someone that was sitting over there, or wherever it was, why did you stop him and say, Dad, stop?
How many saw it this afternoon? Because I've got to go back and show it over with you at another time. Will you take the names down? People are very helpful to me. I don't understand why it couldn't have been played. It wasn't in Sikh. How would it not be in Sikh with the... if I'm doing it while the thing is showing, why wouldn't it be in Sikh? If it was taken as I was giving it, it looks to me like it would be in sequence. Take your names down. I don't mind. My voice is sore all the time anyway. Because you have a handicap. You have a definite handicap. That's a tough film to catch all the currents, isn't it? I don't care if you got a college degree 3 times. It's tough, isn't it? How many found that you saw things you saw the third time you saw you didn't see the first time? I find that about almost any movie. Okay, now let's put the hands up so that you folk, I can have a special session that's convenient for you so you can see it again, because you really are left high and dry. I wish you people would tell me these things won't work in the first place. If you have doubts, tell me why they don't work, or at least do me the favor when I say for people to do it at 1 o'clock, somebody in that department think, to tell me, I wouldn't have these people, I wouldn't have done this to these people, because they could have done something else with their time. I would have been glad to come up here, as tired as I was, and help them out. Or someone could have helped them out. There's others that could have done it. But to leave them here cold, watching that film, is not fair. They cannot pick that thing up. Nobody can pick that. It's too deep. It's too complicated. Put your hands up. That's the author that's coming to do, and he says he's found already that we're in a conspiracy with the CIA. Put your hands up. You didn't get the benefit of me helping you with the film. His name is Don Freed. Don Freed. Don Freed. Keep your hands up till they get your name.
It was totally my fault, Dad, and... I had told, you know, Candace to just tape what you were saying so it could be played back in the library. We wouldn't have all the movie into it. And, you know, because that's how I thought you wanted to play back, so it's my fault.
What's that then?
I thought you would want the commentary to be played back in the library and things like that, so I had her just tape your commentary and not the whole movie. So it couldn't be played back with the movie, you know, at the same time.
I don't see what would hurt, though. Can't you hear my commentary over the sound?
I guess we might be able to filter it out somewhere. I don't know.
You can hear my voice very clearly when you've got the sound on.
You see, you were taped along with the movie.
Yeah, I understand that. You can't make my voice distinguished then from the volume. Is that what you're saying?
We could try. I don't think we could because it's about the same volume.
I see Principal Grubbs saying the same thing. Well, okay, then some of you people could listen to it again in the library. I'm sure that saw the movie. It'll bring things back to your mind. You'll hear my voice about the movie. But unfortunately, when I'm commenting like that, I will not point out every detail that may make some of my statements meaningless because the frame of reference is not there, if that makes any sense. So what I better do is just do it again. I see your point and see why. I just would have liked to know, though. See, you people, the only thing I fault you for is you didn't let me know, so these people saw it, and I have to see it again. Because they just are going to be lost without that commentary. If you got all your hands up, please. I mean, I'm telling you, please, because you can't pass a test just seeing that film. No way. Now, some people could, but it's rare. I don't think I could have passed it the first time. And I've been called as high as an IQ is 173 at one point. But I don't believe I could have passed that the first time. If you'd asked me to pick up everything that was going on in that film, I don't believe I could have done it. Now, we have some geniuses here that might be able to do it. But I'm just going to be humble and honest with you. Because there's a lot of currents in that damn film. That is complicated. And what's more is, it is so frighteningly just like it is in USA.
Yes, it is. What Charlie says, maybe it's possible for someone to listen to the tape in earphones and then repeat what you had said as the movie goes along.
That's not a bad idea, Charlie. Possibly could be done, but again, the person, if they don't understand what I'm saying, it's awfully difficult to time it right. If I don't watch myself in the movie, I had to be very careful. I tried to speak very carefully at points where it wasn't relevant to the whole plot. At times I talked when they were talking. I tried to avoid it at all costs. I don't know how a person can quite listen, then get that out and do all that. That calls, and then they're listening to me and trying to interpret me and looking at the film and trying to put it in the right place. It's very thoughtful, but I think it'd be problematic. I don't mind it, but I just want all of you in it this time when we do it. Are all of you people available in the daytime? Well, how did you get there today? How'd you make it at 1 o'clock today if you're not available in the daytime? Well, I don't understand that, though. They are available in the daytime is what I'm asking. I came because what?
We came because we were required to press the fact for my part.
Night workers, it was required. Well, then.
We were in Stern, a lot of us was in the Stern committee last night.
Well, then I'll just have to work the schedule out so that everybody can be off at the right time. I'll announce it tomorrow. We'll just have to get everybody off at that time. They'll have somebody take their place. Say, if I say 6 o'clock, everybody be here, okay? Follow what I'm saying? If you haven't seen it. Or if you don't feel comfortable with the thing, want to see it again, you can come in, because I'll be talking, so you might as well look at it again. Yes, steering needs to see it. Everybody, every leader needs to see that. They got to see that. That film is so much like, hear what happened today, Martin Luther King. Now remember, you'll be required for last week's tape of news, too. That'll be Saturday. Those who didn't take an exam today, Saturday tape, go back and get that. And I'll try to give a brief rundown on the news here. We've got to move quickly. You understand what I'm saying? The required. I'll only give you required news. The rest is bonus news. When we do have that test, you pass two tests. If you pass the test on all the news that's coming through, then you don't take the next test. And if the next test, the next second test, you pass it again, say about after three tests, I may say, well, this person's not going to take any tests for a longer period of time. You see what I'm saying? Because tests are not necessary to motivate them. Of course, every now and then, we'll take a test for a few weeks to see that that person is... You heard himself? No, I'm sorry.
I'm a kid. I'm a kid. What a matter. What a matter. That daddy kid.
Sorry. We must always learn to respond to the cries of our little ones and know what the difference are. As I told Chemo something this evening, I said to little children, it's very important that you cry over something serious. Because if you cry over everything, we won't know when it's serious, and sometimes we'll not pay attention when you're sick, and we just think you're being spoiled, right? So all little children should be awake and listen to this, and some of the older ones that still cry. I wouldn't cry unless it's absolutely necessary, so we know that when you cry, it's really something for us to help you with. Because some people cry when they don't get their way. Somebody close that I know every now and then, and there's others. I'm sure you have yours, too, that do that. But we've got to teach our children not to cry over not getting their way, because then they will not know when they're sick. We'd hear them cry in the yard. They could have been bitten by a strange snake that would come in at this time of the year, which they wouldn't normally ever do, and won't if you think on Dad. They could be bitten by a snake. They could have had anything happen to them, fell off, broke their neck. If some children cry so much, if you heard them cry, you wouldn't go by till they were dead. All right now? So teach the children that in the school. Don't say, don't cry, quit that crying, stop that. That's just so much command, and shouting. And they don't know not learn that way. They'll probably cry more out of hostility.
Some of our younger adults around here, for kicks, they let out some blood-curdling scream. I like to broke my neck trying to get to somebody. I thought they was hurt. And it was just some playing. I mean, and they really come out like they was, yes, I see them laughing. But it ain't funny when you about bust your neck trying to get over to somebody to help them, you know, and it's a big joke.
Protocol for this citizen, his goodwill, because his column is carrying all over the press of the nation and around the world. Yeah,
that's good. All right, so Dale.
I think I wanted to comment, ask about, like, what we should say, like, to this, to these guests, if it were a question about, like, to Donald Freed about his movie. Because I think some people will probably try to go up and say, I saw your movie, and everybody might be talking to the wrong person.
He didn't write the screen version. He wrote the book. He wrote the book. We'll tell you more about that when we talk to him. We don't know whether he wrote it all or played a part with another author, co-authored, as he did co-author one, with another famous person. I'll find that out, but don't be complimenting somebody you don't know is Don Freed. Say, I enjoyed your works. You can say that, not get caught. He wrote Executive Action, I'm sure of that. How many saw that? That was turned into a movie, too. It showed the conspiracy
of big business to kill to kill the president, and did it successfully and kept it a secret. The thing about Parallax View is so frightening because today's news, now here are things you're responsible for the test. This is a have-to. These are not bonus. These are the have-to. What came out in today's news, and where's my... It brought out that the two businessmen in St. Louis, Missouri, had offered $50,000 each for the assassination of Martin Luther King. U.S. have been pressured into rather reluctantly having a U.S. House of Representatives assassination committee, investigation committee. And in that committee hearings thus far, it's been brought out, and was brought out before the Attorney General, that there were two businessmen who offered, middle-aged businessmen, who offered anyone a reward on the QT in the underworld if they could get Martin Luther King killed. Both of them are dead. Now, they were part of the conspiracy, but they wiped them out because they led somebody higher. That's why our people that have gone out from this movement, from this community, let's start using the words ourselves, teach me to. When they go out from this community, they ought to know better than to work with a conspiracy. Now, those businessmen had to have big money to offer $50,000 each for the murder of Martin Luther King and let it circulate through the underworld. You know what we mean by the underworld? The mafia, the criminal element, so forth. Just the ordinary underworld. But when they come to get them for the investigation, they're dead. Mysteriously died. You know, both of them in their 40s. They said natural causes. That's what the Attorney General said. But the Parallax View shows just how natural causes can be. The pep pill is a reality. That's not a dream. They have such a pulmonary embolism pill. They have such a pill that will cause clots and look like you die ordinarily. Such medicine right here, as we saw in the hospitals. That's a reality. Potassium can be taken into the body, and the person has enough time, or certainly somebody else wants to do it, and even can be done, and people have done it successfully to themselves for suicide, because they could give themselves the potassium, get rid of all the equipment, go lay in their bed, and collect their insurance for their family. Suicide is wrong, remember. That's one of the immoralities of socialists. It's an immoral thing to hurt others, to take away your life and put a responsibility on somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? You should have talked any nonsense like that they asked about. What are you talking about? One of our strong teachings in our community is against suicide. Okay. What happened to six Rhodesian school children? They were tortured to death by the mercenaries that have been sent there, some 16,000 now, put there by USA and her allies. Most of them have been trained in the Air Force base in where? New Mexico. But they never told them, those children, those six little children, bravely withstood the tortures and never told where their parents were. And they knew where they were. That's some brave children. What happened to the judge handling John's custody case? He resigned from the case, saying he was being pressured from USA. That conspiracy is pressuring him, and he's stepped out. It's not a bad move for us. It's a good move. Gives us more time. Gives us a new judge. He was too pro-US anyway. He wouldn't help the government with the referendum. We were nervous about the judge. So Judge Bishop resigned. It's now in the hands of a judge who's been very, very friendly to us. But we don't communicate with the judge because then someone could charge that we were using influence on him. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not even going to name his name, but they've been very, very kind. They like Marcia very much. They've had her in her home, but they didn't know this was going to happen. But miracles have a way of happening, don't they? Only judge in the whole country that we made a friend, purposely made friends with, and that's the judge that ends up with the case when he didn't have a thing to do with the case in the first place. Interesting. Some things do happen with direction. Who told Marston to become friendly with that person? Who told the headquarters to become friendly with that person? Well, I think his name's Jim Jones. So don't underestimate the power of thought, the power of the paranormal, But we don't talk about that with news people, but if they ask us point blank about healings, yes. Or if you've ever seen some prediction come true, yes, but I don't want to get into that. I really don't want to get into that. We believe that man makes his own destiny. You understand what I mean? We believe like there are many, like that good Planet of the Apes. Everybody ought to study that. That's a good documentary in racism. That there are many lanes in the highway to the future. And even if you know the future, you shouldn't just say it's absolutely going to be that way, because it can be three people in three different lanes going down in the future, going off into the future on a super lane highway, can't they? Two get through safely, one has an accident and kills himself. He's in the wrong lane. So, we don't put out things about bad things that are going to happen. We don't do that, because that person might get off in the right lane. They might change lanes. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to set something that's going to happen to good people. You're going to say this is determined to happen. He will say, Dad, will you tell me the exact date you feel that the nuclear war is going to come? I already gave you too much. Don't do that. You don't want to do that. You want to make that an absolute fact? Because anything can be changed. Nothing has to be. If we'd said that, then there's no use to fight for freedom, no use to struggle to build this community, because we'd have to go to some scientific, religious nonsense, pseudoscience, some false religious opiate, an astrology, or some other kind of mind science, and say, oh, is it in the cards? Or we'll go to the witchcraft people, is it in the cards? Are we going to have Jonestown successful? We'll have Jonestown successful, we make up our minds for it to be successful. You understand what I'm saying? That's our doctrine. What happened to the... Okay, what does the timing of the lifting of the arms embargo on Rhodesia show about the USA? Well, the U.S. couldn't care less about blacks or world opinion because everybody was against Rhodesia at this time. Organization for African Unity, so that's what it shows. Terrible. Most everyone is sympathetic to the patriotic front of Zimbabwe. I don't know of anyone that isn't these days, except USA. That's horrible. Even Muzorewa. Bishop Muzorewa, one of the head of the Methodist Church, one of the three Uncle Tom leaders with Eon Smith, is not getting along with Eon Smith right now. What did Leanne Amos say about some lies of Debbie Blakey that were shown to her? She didn't even know that Debbie had gone out of the out of the community. She didn't even know it. She was struck. For some reason, the headquarters had not told her. And she was struck with all these lies and see Debbie's face in the newspaper. How would most of you react to that? And I think she deserves great, great rewards. She said, it would have made no difference if it had been my mother. If it had been Sharon, I'd have been the same way. Because I know what this community is. I know what you are. I know what the principle is. She kept her cool, acted like she knew, and satisfactorily answered all their questions. She refuted every lie that had been told by Debbie. And she said if it had been her mother, she'd have kept her calm like she knew it, even if she didn't know it. Now that is a true, dedicated socialist. Understand what I'm saying? A lie is a lie no matter who tells it. And our loyalty should be first and all to the principle that we believe in. Communal life, sharing, right? Should be to this community. That should be our first loyalty. So somebody's gone out. You know where they're headed. You shouldn't get shook up about it. You know that people have been bribed. They've been bribed to kill Martin Luther King. They've been bribed to kill President Kennedy and Senator Kennedy. So why should you get shook up over people to go out? Why should you get shook up at all, whoever it is? We've seen it all through history. Who have we seen commit treason against their loved ones? Why, the sister of Fidel Castro said he was a monster that should be destroyed.